Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this Wednesday, August 12th. Glad you're with us. It's going to be a hot one. We're getting ready to go into historic heat. According to the experts, may have a stretch of 10 days over 100. Now, that pales in comparison to what we're hearing about 1980. You know, I think that was 30 days in Arkansas. 30 days of 100 in a row. I mean, that was...
Yeah, you know, I didn't have a lawn in 1980.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a yard.
Yeah.
And so,
what? Who is this?
I was east of Texarkana to the north of Louisiana when I pulled into a rope.
I think this guy dropped a couple of bucks for antiquities, too.
When the jukebox started to play.
Come on!
Johnny Cash started cranking, so the joint went to shaking, and the people all began to sway. They got that
whoopig fever.
And they wouldn't let me get away. They got that
whoopig fever.
The fever isn't going around.
Come on!
They got that
whoopig fever.
I think that they were coming down.
You know, I know Razorback practice starts football season, but tomorrow starts it for me. We played my Razorback songs the last couple of days. I wanted to pull out some of our great listeners, and this right there.
This was a top three in our first one we ever did, and is outstanding.
Don't you call no duck, cause I'm telling the hogs, I'm in a natural state of mind.
Wow!
Big fever.
Fever is going around.
I got that whoopig fever.
I think that I'm coming down with that
whoopig fever.
The joint is beginning to swell with that whoopig fever. And I don't think I want to get well.
It is 8:08. Buddy Brett Vorka, who's a longtime listener to the show, said 1980 I was installing heating and air and playing baseball all summer, never had a ball game rained out. Yeah, I would tell you that was a, for those who lived through that 1980 summer, my gosh.
And Gary Newton.
Gary Newton, yeah, Gary Newton, that's his group. What was the name of his group?
The Gary Newton and the Fig Newtons.
Gary was a talented guy, is a talented guy. That's a great song.
He really is, really.
And wasn't he involved with Antiquities?
Yeah. He dropped a couple bucks on it, I believe. We might even ask Catherine about that.
Yeah, Catherine Tucker coming up. We found the loofah that Justin Moore so rudely threw out of the shower. Justin Moore, what are you doing? Well, where is Justin today?
I don't know.
Where is he?
I never know what he's doing.
What is he doing?
I never know what he's doing. Hey, you check the shower?
What has she said? Even rehab can't
make. You said, I wasn't going to say it, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because it's such a great line. Because I said.
He throws the loofah.
He throws the loofah.
He's mad. He don't like the loofah.
Because it's ridiculous. So he throws it, and I said, well, you know what? That was 65 days ago, Justin, because he's been clean and sober 65 days today. And she goes, you know what? There's just some things rehab can't fix. And I thought that was a great lie. That's
great.
A great lie. My wife said the same thing about me. She said, you know, I thought it was the alcohol and the drugs that made you the a-hole. But you just are. True.
Roger, we need to play a little Family Feud. Let's get the open for that. And our friend Renata Jenkins-Byler, Roller Funeral Home, please.
I got it right here. I got the damn thing right
whoa,
here.
Whoa, whoa. You need to calm down.
It's time to play the match game. Brought to you by Roller Funeral Homes, serving Arkansas for over 150 years with 24 locations, with respectable options for every budget. Visit rollerfuneralhomes.com. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys come up with.
That's a real one!
24 locations all over Arkansas. I didn't realize it was 150 years. We're the only sports talk radio show in America that has done two shows from said funeral home.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, try that, Bobby. Try that, Bones.
Do that.
Come on, Bo.
Yeah, you can't do that with a podcast, neighbors.
Come on, Chuck. Come on, neighbors. Yeah,
I don't know why anybody would want to go to a funeral home. I mean, the Razorbacks aren't dead.
We need a contestant. 661 1037.
Do you know, Bo?
Todd, do we know what we have, what we're playing for? Do we have any idea? Toddy P. Well, he's already getting...
I don't know if Todd knows anything about the... Now, here's the thing. We do have, I want everybody to know, we still, because we gave away either three or four, whatever we had, of the $50 gift cards from Alvin National Bank that David Hendricks Jr. Gave me from Family Market to give away. We've given them all away. We have a $100 one left.
Whoa!
But Whoa. David, if you'll allow me to be the Scrooge on this one, I don't think one game of a match game qualifies for a $100 gift card. I just don't.
Now, we're going to figure
something out. Maybe it'd be something to do with your touchdown club thing. Now, tomorrow we're going to be back in the studio. We're going to get Big Joe up here. And big question to ask Joe. Does he really want to do trivia at Corky's? We'll ask him about it. But then Friday, we're at...
Youth Home, Butcher Shop.
Butcher Shop for Youth Home.
Youth Home, eggs and...
Eggs.
Steak.
He said eggs.
Eggs and steak.
Is it steak and eggs or eggs and steak?
I know we've got Trav tickets probably to give away, Todd.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so we got Trav tickets. Yeah, so
for a family. We got a family pack to give away.
Who do we have here?
Who do we have here on the phone? Who is this?
Oh, that's Ken. I'm sorry. Hey, Ken. We lost Ken.
Hold on.
Ken, hello. Who's this?
Hello, caller. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Caller, that's you.
JP?
Yeah, that's you. What's your name?
JP.
JP. Yeah. JP.
Is it P or T as in Tom?
T as in Tom.
Okay, T as in Tom. JT, have you won in the last 30 days?
No.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right, I tell you what we may do, Roger. What are we going to do? We may do two.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we may do two.
Oh, for two prizes.
Well, maybe 40. If he wants four tickets, he got to get two words. If he gets one word match.
Spit it out.
One word match, he gets only two tickets. If he wants to go four tickets, then we go two.
Oh, we double or nothing.
Then
he loses if he doesn't. We got to do that.
Yeah, sure.
Got to put a little... Yeah. Okay, that's good. All right, JT, good luck.
JT, let us get our answer before you give us yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Calm down, JT. the hell's wrong with you right now? I don't know what's wrong with you.
This fits with what we're talking about.
Okay.
Heat blank. There are multiple directions to go on this one.
There's multiple words.
Yeah, there's multiple words. Todd, do you have your answer? Don't mention it, but do you have your answer?
You said heat.
Heat blank.
Heat.
Do you have your answer, but don't share it? Do you have it? He's thinking.
I'm sorry, you're saying heat?
H-E-A-T.
Heat.
Okay,
yes, then heat. Yes, I have an answer.
Okay, Roger, do you have your answer?
I have that. I have mine, and I have RJ Hawks.
All right, JT, what do you have?
Stroke.
Heat stroke.
Stroke. Very nice.
That's an excellent one.
We start with Todd Pierce. Todd, what did you have?
And you start with a match. Heat stroke.
Easy.
Heat stroke it is.
Let's see how many different directions we went. Okay. Roger, what'd you have?
I had... Heat stroke.
Wow, did you?
Yep. Okay. RJ had heat monkey. Heat monkey. Thank you, RJ.
So, in addition to stroke, one of my four words, I had heat stroke, heat wave, heat rash, and heat index.
Ooh, you know what? And there's another one. What's another two-word term?
Another two.
Heat and eat. I had heat and eat. That was the first one that popped into my head, but I didn't want to do that. All right, here's the deal, JT. You have just won a pair of tickets to see the Arkansas Travelers. If you would like to go for both showcases and step it up to get a family pack, which would include a hot dog and drink. Todd, do you know anything about that?
I believe it's four tickets, four Cokes, and four hot dogs.
Do you want to do it, JT?
Sure.
Let's do it. Now, seriously, I'm more excited than you are.
What do you do for a living, JT?
I hope you're a 911 operator.
a manager for a beer company.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you like to say what beer or no?
We carry a lot of different ones.
Okay, you're a distributor.
You're a distributor,
sort of.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know Ralph Schuster?
Or you know his Ballantyne
wine
club?
Because Ralph used to be one.
He did.
Now, if you know Ballantyne, that's because you see him waiting on you to pull into Salt every day.
All right, let's go with
our.
Give us a chance to give us our answer first.
Good luck, man.
Middle blank. There's three directions you could go with this. There's three different directions.
There's only one that I think is necessary.
Todd, do you have your answer?
I do.
Roger, do you have your answer?
I
have mine.
I do.
JT, what do you have? Middle blank.
Repeat the word. Is it middle or mental?
Middle. MIDDLE. Middle.
Middle child.
Middle child. Middle child.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I did not have that one, and today is National Middle Child Day.
I know, that's probably why I did it.
You know, that's where I got the word.
Yep,
that's where I got the word, but I forgot to write it. All right, Todd, what'd you have?
Middle Child.
Wow, whoa, whoa, Todd. Wow, thank goodness. Roger, what'd you have?
Well, I have RJ's answer again, and thanks to RJ
middle
for
monkey.
Texting. He had Middle Monkey. I don't know what his theme is. David, because of today, I had Middle Child.
Middle, you had it too.
I had Middle Child.
That's why I came up with that. I forgot to put Middle Child. Here are my three answers that were not Middle Child. Ready?
Yeah.
Middle Finger, a song by Justin Moore. Middle School, something that we always go to. And something that we're seeing a lot of. Mike Huckabee spends a lot of time over there. The Middle East.
Absolutely, but it doesn't matter anymore.
Good job, JT.
Because you, JT, have a family four-pack, which includes four tickets to the Arkansas Travelers, four sodas, and four hot dogs.
Good job, buddy.
Way to go, dude. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for making us your number one show in the mornings. We appreciate you very much. And that, my friend, is a winner-winner. Arkansas Travelers, a hot dog dinner.
I wanted to ask Justin Moore this question, but I was going to. I'll go with you, Roger. You're going to be my sports guy, king of all trivia. Coach, you turn that music down. Here we go. All right. For the 10th, on this day in 1964, this sports question. For the 10th time in his Major League Baseball career. By the way, no comedy night
at
Oakland.
But trivia tomorrow night at Mainline Sports.
For the 10th time in his Major League Baseball career, the great Mickey Mantle did what? In the same game,
he hit a home run from both sides of the plate.
Gosh,
my friend.
I can't get.
Are you
anything.
Out of your mind?
So
are you out of your mind?
What do you call this?
Do you know that my grandson James has been switch hitting when he's playing at junior deputy this year?
He did it. I don't know. If this
I know that's amazing.
Hey, I don't know if this is the last time he did it. 10 times.
10 times.
Home runs on both sides of the plate.
Didn't Mr. Hustle a switch hit?
I think he did. He was not a home run.
No, he was not a home run.
But you know, somebody put a note here. Ambat extra, ambat. How do you say this?
Ambat.
They said ambat extras. I can't even say it now. I was going to say it.
Ambassador.
No, that you could go on both sides of the plate.
Oh, ambidextrous.
Yeah, but they spelled it like ambat. Yes.
Ambat. Yes.
All right. This is another one.
Way to go, Mick. Way to go, Mick.
Part two.
Wally Hall still has an issue with him, doesn't he?
Yes. Part two. King of all trivia. All right. On this day in 1986, what player? I expect you to get this.
I get JT's ticket.
I expect you to get this in less than 3 seconds. This player became the first player in the history of the California Angels franchise to have his number retired. He played for 7 years for the Angels, number 29. What was his name, King of all time?
29. That right there, my friend, was Ricky Henderson.
RC.
Roberto
Clemente. No, it's not. The great Rod Carew.
Rod Carew. My God, I blew it.
Right, so,
you blew it.
This is. I'll let you make up for it.
About that, Rod?
I blew it.
Okay, fine.
I'll let you make up for it on this one.
All right.
38 years ago on this day, 1988. I thought this was a 1990s movie. The Billy the Kid Western Young Guns was released.
Yep.
Give me the four stars that were the Young Guns. Go.
Oh, you got Lou Diamond Phillips. You have Emilio Estevez.
Two.
You have Kiefer Sutherland.
Three. One
and
more.
You have Charlie Sheen.
That is it. That is outstanding.
Oh, my God. And Charlie Sheen. Oh, my God.
Was amazing.
That is amazing. Guess what? And Charlie Sheen probably does one of the greatest shot and killed scenes in all of cinema.
Oh yeah, it was terrible.
It was not even Sam Peckinpah could put it in slow motion. He went in slow motion himself. Hey, I wonder how much he studied on
it,
that.
It was
one.
Bad. Hey, everybody who dropped off their kids, Jessica made a good point today.
Hey, now dropping off your kids means something different to some people.
Yeah, if you cried today, pop us a text 661-1037. When you dropped off your kids today, was it the first time, or do you cry after the first drop off? In other words, is this year two or three that you've dropped? You cry every year you drop them off, or is it the first year you drop them off?
Drop them off every year.
I mean, do you cry every time?
I think some people do.
Really?
I didn't. I was probably going to
first
get
time.
High. I don't know. I mean, it's terrible.
Just being honest.
Just being honest about it. But
yeah.
I do now. Looking at the grands, I think about it a little bit more because I'm going. You know, all the time that I wasted with my kids because of drugs and alcohol. I'm just being honest. and doing that. I don't need sympathy, and I'm not asking for anything. But, yes, I mean, when I look at the grandkids now, and I know that James is in the first grade. Beckett is in the second grade. I've got my oldest grandson who's married. Are you kidding me? And so, yeah, so and then looking at the middle kids and everybody else, it's amazing.
Here's one. Kate says that Justin cries. I don't. By the way, she goes, he left on the bus last night at 1. Yeah, his schedule is really changed up this go-around. He's living on Wednesdays instead of Thursdays. Yeah. Amber says cried every year, even through college.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh? Yeah, everybody.
I guess so. There's some people that do. I mean, you know, you start playing that. What's that one song? I cry at this one song that's all over the internet. Somebody tell me what it is. I could die. I die a thousand times for you or something like that. What is that song?
This is for Todd Pierce. Todd, are you locked in to me?
I'm locked in.
Yeah. Heat. Right. So the word is heat.
Here we go. So we've already mentioned today's National Vinyl Day because it was on this day that Thomas Edison figured out the first phonograph. I mean, think about 1877, Thomas Edison. That's what he was doing with his time. Golly, unbelievable. So, but 160 years ago in 1865 and in 1851, 175 years ago, these two inventors came up with two items. And I want you to tell me, it's pretty simple what they came up with. Isaac Singer, Todd, what did he come up with?
The sewing machine?
The Singer sewing machine. How about that? He started his sewing machine empire with $40. And then...
Yeah, well, what year was that?
That was the 1851.
I want to see how much $40 was.
Maybe $4,000.
Yeah.
So a few years later, Roger, not that long ago, tell me, Todd, what this inventor came up with. He was the first doctor to use disinfectant. Well, I just gave it away. His name is Dr. Joseph Lister. What did he come up with, though? What was the product he came up with?
Listerine.
Well, that's exactly right. It was actually named after him. He didn't come up for Listerine.
It was a disinfectant.
Yeah, how about that? Wow. Listerine came from Dr. Lister.
Wow. How about that?
And Mr. Singer.
Wow. How about that? And don't forget about the guy Thomas Crapper. He invented the toilet.
That is true.
And you know, and Lister and his son Sonny was a champion.
Roger, you've already played. You thought you played the little Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I did play Sir Mix-a-Lot.
It was a cover. It was a cover. But you know what his big hit is?
Well, yes, I know what it
is. Todd Pierce's.
Oh my.
Todd Pierce's favorite songs.
Look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
What? That is so racist.
You know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute. Okay?
Those white chicks,
I mean,
you think?
Her butt.
Anthony Ray.
It's so big.
This was a big hit.
It's so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
I mean, think about that. That is just such a. The baby's got, you know,
she's got a big
back.
He's
got a big butt.
And the girls up front talking about black chicks having a big butt.
What about Big Bertha? Didn't we were playing Big Bertha from the 70s? Mm-hmm. Big Bertha would walk in there.
Do you like this one?
I'm Iron Man?
Yeah.
Does that say something about butt?
Yeah, oh. I don't know what it says.
This is Mix-a-Lot doing.
Yeah.
No way. The mix. Sir Mix-a-Lot with Iron Man.
But you know what? We can go from this.
Oh my God.
This. This.
I know where you better be going.
I'm telling you.
You better be going. Come on.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see.
Come on!
Buck Owens' birthday today.
I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale.
Yee-haw!
Looks like I've got a tiger by
the tail. You want another one?
It's got to be Act Naturally, isn't it? Is that it?
No.
Oh, it's not?
I've got that one, but this is another guy.
I don't know. Oh, is it Porter Wagner?
That's right.
I don't know his catalog.
Carroll County's pointed out as kind of square.
That is
so opposite from Baby's Got Back.
100%.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, and his most famous song for me, Carroll County, that was huge. That was huge. And he may have written it. I don't know. But
Porter?
That was huge. Yeah, but that was it. But this one is.
Oh, Porter.
The old hometown.
looks the same.
Oh, that's
somebody
his?
Else I knew.
As
no
I
way.
Stand
somebody else did not know that.
He was the first one ever saw it.
And there to meet me is my mama and my papa.
Or Houston Nut Pappy.
And down the road I look, and there comes Mary. Hair of gold and lips like cherry. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
Now, what's that about? What's he doing?
He's coming back. Somebody's buried there at the tree.
It's him because he's dead.
He's already dead.
He's in prison. Okay. He's in prison, he knows that's who it is.
I knew it had something.
He's dead. And what about this guy?
Oh my gosh! Yes, my. Now, was that the drummer or was that the actual singer?
Mark Knopfler.
Yeah, I saw that today. I didn't know if he was the drummer or the singer. What's such a big song?
You.
Was he the drummer or the singer?
Oh, I think he was the singer, wasn't he? I don't know. Here we go! Come on!
Guitarist. He fronted it.
Great chainsaw.
Listen, that's a famous riff.
Oh.
That's a famous riff, as they say in the business.
Oh, that's what the business says.
Mona. Mona, 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 Mona.
All right, don't go away.
We'll leave with this one.
They're gonna put me.
When do we have that lady about movies coming on?
Coming up next.
Or we'll talk to her then.
By the way, some folks are saying, Nate says, when I know crying when I dropped off my son. I just can't believe that I've got two kids in high school, one about to graduate.
I know, brother.
Here's one that says, I cry when I... This is Clem. I dropped off my kids off at U of A because I couldn't stay. Wow. So I thought you would only cry when they were little kids.
No.
But you cry in college, too, huh?
Yeah, I think
you Wow, okay. I don't know what that's like.
Listen.
I don't know.
I'm crying about Tony Romo.
All right, don't go away. 8:30. Cause I can play the part so well.
And I know that you will plainly see biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
Two pitchers with Arkansas ties played a major role for the Iowa Cubs in a 6-3 victory over the St. Paul Saints in the minor league Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa on Tuesday. Conway native Jordan Wicks got the start for the Cubs, allowing two runs, one earned, on just two hits with a walk and two strikeouts over five innings. Wicks was replaced in the sixth inning by former Razorback Jackson Wiggins, the top pitching prospect in the Cubs organization, who threw a scoreless inning with a walk and two strikeouts of his own. Sticking with baseball, Josue DePaula scored on an RBI fielder's choice in the bottom of the ninth inning Tuesday, giving the Tulsa Drillers an 8-7 victory over the Arkansas Travelers in Tulsa. Game two of the series starts at 7 o'clock tonight. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today. Sunny to mostly sunny sky, high of 100 in Little Rock. And yes, a heat advisory. In fact, the heat advisory has been extended all the way through Friday. Tonight, mostly clear, very warm, a low of 79. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 100. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, the MLB season is in full swing and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting the home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Summer heat can wear you out now, but if you've been feeling drained, even when you're inside with the AC kicking, it might not be the heat, y'all. 1 in 4 men, that's 25% of us, y'all. We have low testosterone, and it affects energy, sex drive, motivation, mood, and a lot more. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and get real answers from experienced providers. Explore peptides and even get a jump on that summer body you've been looking for with GLP-1s. Look, go to fixmylowt.com right now to schedule a free testosterone test today. That's fixmylowt.com.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at BellChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week presented by Bath Fitters. Get the tub or shower you deserve with no gimmicks, just real savings. Check them out at BathFitterLittleRock.com.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah, let's go, Ray Charles. Go to mess around. You're not getting this at Northwest Arkansas.
Nope, no, you're not. I don't know why you're playing this song, Bo.
You miss Houston Nutt today. So good.
You can talk about the pit. Barbecue. The band was jumping. The people too. I mess around.
Arkansas had its first practicing pad yesterday. They'll continue that. And I think they get off today. They're off today, and then they'll come back practice tomorrow. Yeah. Ooh, boy, I tell you what, it'd be hot to be in those pads out there. Here in Central Arkansas, South Arkansas, all you players that are football, college, high school, all you band members, you cheerleaders that are practicing, man, be careful out there. Hydrate! Coaches, hydrate! You know, you just be lucky you're not back in the days when we played where you'd get, go grab a handful of ice, that's all you get.
Practice,
suck
sir.
The water out of it.
Suck on that copper hose.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to a woman we've had on our show before. She's an Emmy Award-winning film director, a mother of two, proud Little Rock native, sixth-generation Arkansan. And we've had her, like I said, on here quite a bit. She's got a great background. She's been, you know, all over the map nationally.
She's got a great background, all right.
Yeah, she has done tons of great films, and specifically Antiquities. That was produced, that she did this in 2016, Roger, hard to believe, along with Graham Gordy, Daniel Campbell, Gary Newton. Yeah.
Gabe Mahan?
Yes, Gabe obviously worked on that, her husband as
well. I remember him.
Catherine Tucker joins us. Good morning, Catherine. How are you? Did we lose her? Catherine, are you there?
I'm here.
There she is. She just lost you for a second. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
We are always great to get you on. And obviously, we didn't mention your dad, obviously, who was in your movie, right, Roger, within
he
Antiquities.
Sure was. He played
Rhett Tucker. Rhett, yeah. Yep. Great scene in that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How are you doing, Catherine?
We're doing fantastic. My dad always likes to refer to his IMDb page where it says best known as being the bingo caller in Antiquities.
He nice. is cast perfectly.
Yeah.
He's got his glasses. What are the little glasses that are so funny and they're cute? And his personality is perfect for that. I can't remember what he said. He's like B7. We got us a winner.
Calls the number. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so good. Hey,
he
listen.
Says that's a bingo, folks, or something.
it's a great line. Again, you know, the only thing I'm disappointed, Roger hasn't had 10 more Antiquity movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to believe.
I know.
Pretty good. You got
crazy.
Antiquities 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I know. Right. Daniel Campbell's too busy making millions, doing other things. He doesn't want to get back to it, I guess. He's too busy.
Well.
Hey, one of the things you started, you know, you're a big believer in supporting film, and in Arkansas is, I think it was, what was it, 6 years ago that you guys started this new nonprofit organization?
Well, it's actually 9 years ago, if you can believe it. Next year is going to be our 10th year.
Wow.
And we started in 2017. It's pretty wild.
That's the Arkansas Cinema Society.
I only had one kid.
Yeah, Arkansas Cinema Society. Yeah.
The Arkansas Cinema Society, yeah.
Right.
Yes, and we, the endeavor was quite selfish, actually. I wanted to be able to work on movies and live in Arkansas.
Sure.
And I think that's what a lot of filmmakers in Arkansas want to do. And so in addition to having a film festival that's a lot of fun, we work on advocacy. We're actually doing a roundtable this weekend at Filmland with the legislators.
Yeah.
And inviting all filmmakers to come hear about what's happening with the film incentive and what the plan is for the future. So that's at 2:00 at AMFA on Friday.
Yeah. So just so folks understand it. So you started Arkansas Cinema Society back in 2017. Mm-hmm. When did you start Filmland, which is the event going on this weekend? When did that start?
So we did a launch event our first year called Premiere, and we had Adam Driver come with The Force Awakens and several other filmmakers that I can't remember now because it was 9 years ago.
Yeah.
But then the following year, 2018, we started Filmland. Premiere was more of a launch event just to kind of say, hey, we're here. This is what our mission is. And then 2018 was the first actual Filmland. So this will be the 8th Filmland. Technically.
Before we get to the film that's going to be this afternoon, the sports film, you also have Matthew McConaughey coming into town, and to receive
an award. Have you heard of him? I don't know if people know who he is, but he has been in a few films.
Yes,
Matthew
McConaughey. He has. But the crazy thing, Catherine, is that I discovered this a few years because Justin Moore, during COVID, did a podcast with Matthew McConaughey for about an hour, and McConaughey tipped something off. He was talking about his book, and he just said something real briefly about, I've got a connection to Arkansas. Well, I went back and read his book, and he has got a fascinating connection, Roger. His great-great-aunt was a major player in women's rights in Arkansas in the early 1900s. She's front page of the Arkansas Gazette. A lot of his folks, he had two, I think a grandfather and his son were the only back-to-back mayors of Little Rock that were McConaughey family members. And then he's got a ton of folks buried over at the graveyard over there off of the main drag there, Broadway. And so I actually had tried to do an event with him years ago and didn't get it because one of the things I wanted to bring him in and just spend time, let him, you know, take some time with whoever the governor was at that time, looking at all the connections he had. But I guess you know about that, right, Catherine?
I do. You know, I heard it actually through the grapevine, through Jeff Nichols, and you're reminding me that we should maybe ask him if he wants to go over there while he's here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're going to have time, but it would be worth his time to come in and spend a day touring, because it's significant. I'm telling you, it's significant. And the way he figured it out, he did one of those, the 21 and me deals, and I think that's how he found out.
Who knows more about that, Basil? Because I'd love to... I just
done my research on it. I find it fascinating. But anyway, so he's going to be being honored. But yeah, so let's talk about the movie this afternoon. That's a sports movie that you guys are showing. Yeah.
Princeton James is going to be here. This is part of our Filmland Arkansas program. So when we started Filmland, we wanted it to be, quality over quantity. So we screen about 10 films over 4 to 5 days, and Princeton James was one of the selections for the Arkansas features. We open submissions for films that have any sort of connection to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one of those features, and actually both films today are part of Filmland Arkansas, but Princeton James is a Memphis-based filmmaker and theater artist, and this movie is about a basketball drama. It's a basketball drama that is about a street baller trying for one last shot at a college scholarship. So it'll be a great film at 4:15 at AMFA. It's our opening. It's our opening film.
Where is that located? Is it down at the Ron Robinson?
The Museum of Fine Arts.
Okay, gotcha.
No,
Go ahead.
Yeah, the Arkansas Museum of Fine Arts. We, they are an incredible partner and host Filmland Now every year. And if you want to beat the heat, the theater and the museum are very air conditioned. So come on down.
It starts at 4:15. Now, Roger, do you remember there was another? Is this a film? How did I describe? This is not a documentary. This is a. This has actors. This is not a
short film.
Yes. Yeah, no, right. It's a narrative.
Okay.
It's a narrative feature. Yeah, fiction narrative.
Because
feature.
Remember there was an award winning documentary that came out of Arkansas, Catherine, probably. Somebody help me out. 661-1037. What was the name of that? I think it was up for an Academy Award for Best Documentary. It was about a guy trying to make it in basketball. That's what it reminded me of, Catherine. This hoop streak.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up. 661-1037, let us know. But, so it's Princeton James. That's the name of the movie, 4:15. What's the website folks can find out all the lineup for the weekend?
The name
is
actually, Basil, the name of the movie is Hoop Street.
I'm sorry. It's directed by Princeton James. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Hoop Street. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. What's the website for you guys?
Filmland.org.
Yeah, what a cool name to be the director. Excuse me, I'm Princeton James here to be your director.
I know, right?
It works a lot.
What do you remember?
Of course he's a director.
What do you remember about Roger Scott during your time producing Antiquities?
Remind me, who is Roger Scott? That name rings a bell, but I can't quite place it.
All I know, Catherine, is I was there.
Your husband has pictures.
Catherine, I witnessed it. I've got pictures of it. The night that y'all had the premiere at the Ron Robinson Theater, Ted Danson comes up to Roger and just said, man, you were amazing in this film. And he was not talking about his wife. Yeah, he was talking about the breakout performance of Roger Scott. Yeah.
It was a breakout performance of Roger Scott, and I want to bring him back myself.
Sure you do.
Daniel won't do it, I will.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought this. I thought with the way we should do it, Catherine, is that we do it. The next part two is Antiquities, Blundell Goes to Washington. He does a complete flip.
I love that.
A complete 180 from his political slant in the movie, which would have been more on the conservative side and all. And he switches on the way up there as he drives because he's afraid of flying. He changes because he meets people as he goes up to Washington, and his whole perspective changes. And that movie ends with him running for president.
Yeah,
this is a great idea.
It's a fantastic.
If I had money, I'd green like that.
By the way, if you just joined us, we're visiting with Catherine Tucker, who is heading up the Arkansas Cinema Society, and Filmland is this weekend. What other projects, Catherine, do you have going on? Anything? But I know this is a big weekend, but anything you've got going on personally in film?
I actually just directed my first feature this year, we shot in December and January. We shot all in California. The investors wanted us to shoot in Ojai, California, and it's a dramedy. It's like a comedy drama about father of the bride meets mother of it. Instead of father of the bride, it's mother of the groom, and it's a comedy about a mother-in-law the first time she meets her future daughter-in-law, and comedy and drama ensues, as we all know.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that's great. You're excited about it, I'm sure, right?
I'm so excited. Yeah, we're finishing it. We didn't get it ready in time for Filmland this year, but hopefully it'll be ready next year. Starring Mary Steenburgen and Michaela Watkins, Rob Hubel's in it, Sosie Bacon, Kevin Bacon's daughter. We had an amazing cast. And Gabe Behan shot it. So it will have an Arkansas flavor to it.
That's awesome. I love it. I know you're excited about that. Also, by the way, Roger, yes, our listeners have all chimed in. It's Hoop Dreams, a 1994 American documentary that was originally intended to be a 30-minute short film produced for PBS, but it ended up leading to 5 years of filming, 250 hours of footage. Premiered at the Sundance in 94, where it won the Audience Award for Best Documentary. Although it was not nominated for the Academy Award, which led to massive public outcry. But anyway, it said it was number one ranked on the current TV special 50 documentaries before you die. So anyway, so this is sort of sounds similar I never watched Hoop Dreams, but this is Hoop Street, and it sounds like it might be similar. Obviously, as you mentioned, it's a narrative and not a documentary, but yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a great story to watch as well.
We have so many great films this week. We have films that have won awards and premiered at Sundance and South By in Berlin. We also have the hometown screening of Mouse, which shot in Arkansas a year ago. And it's Kelly O'Sullivan is a filmmaker from Arkansas, and she'll be here. We have some really awesome workshops as well on Saturday and Sunday, and we're doing our pitch contest for the second time.
Oh, cool.
This year we have a $5,000 prize.
Wow.
So we had 33 applicants for the pitch contest, and 9 were selected. And they get a $5,000 prize and a film equipment grant from Film Gear Rentals.
Wow, that's...
So essentially it would green light the short film. So that'll be super exciting on Sunday.
Yeah, that's a life changer. It could be a career changer. By the way, Roger, this is a 5-day film festival. I mean, that's August 12th to the 16th. So let's not do like a 2 or 3 day, Catherine. Let's go 5 days. My gosh, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of effort.
You know me, go big or go home.
Well, that's outstanding. Well, listen, congrats on another year of Filmland. It's going to be a great weekend. Thanks for checking in with us again. The movie today that you're talking about starts at 4:15. So you can check out all the information on the web. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Filmland.org has our full schedule, but we have also Judge Reinhold showing up tomorrow for a 40th anniversary of Ruthless People. Brink of War tomorrow afternoon is it's all of these films are besides Ruthless People, of course, are screening ahead of the national release. So it's pretty exciting.
Good work as always, Catherine. Congrats. Hope it's a great week. Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Great to talk to you.
All right. Catherine Tucker, everybody, is 8:47. You know what? She knows deep down.
No, listen, she honestly does not. She couldn't pick me out of a crowd.
You know what?
She doesn't know who I am.
She's never, you know, you take your Matthew McConaughey and stick him in a closet.
He's a good looking
Because I'm going to tell you, you can go toe to toe with him. You can go toe to toe with him.
Well, between me and Matthew McConaughey, only one of us has had injections. But Catherine has no idea. I'll tell you right now. You put me in a lineup with HB, and she would not know who I am.
Stop
it. I guarantee you. Stop it. She has no idea.
All right, don't go away. 8:48.
Hey, folks, we all know life can get pretty busy and hectic. You're rushing from one place to another trying to keep up with the daily grind. But here's the thing. When you're behind the wheel, that rush can be dangerous. Driving just a little over the speed limit might not seem like a big deal, but in a collision with a pedestrian or a cyclist, those few extra miles per hour could mean the difference between life and death. Getting somewhere a couple of minutes faster, not worth someone's life. So let's all look out for each other by following those posted speed limits. And while we're talking about it, let's keep these other tips in mind. Put that phone down. You can't watch out for pedestrians and cyclists when you're looking at a text. Are you alert, calm, and focused when you drive? If not, rethink your habits. And seriously, don't block crosswalks when you stop at intersections. Last but not least, avoid alcohol and drugs when driving. They impair your judgment and reaction time. Walking or biking on our road shouldn't feel dangerous, so let's look out for each other when we're behind the wheel. Drive aware, Arkansas. Save lives. This is a message from the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Almost heaven, War Memorial, outcasts flowing, Razorbacks forever. Life is great there, greater than the hill. Razorbacks are winning, and they always will. Winning roads, take me home to the place my heart's been long.
What pipes?
Westmark.
Whoa, he's bringing it.
Hogs are calling, great memories forever home.
Now, isn't he the one? He's got more than one.
He's got a couple.
He's the preacher or the church guy.
Music director.
Yeah,
of a church.
Yeah. Did he have another song besides
this
one?
You nailed that. Yeah, I think so. I'll have to look for him.
He's not the one who does Conway. He's not the Conway guy. Up in the morning. That's not.
No.
Lou and Houston, Frank and Bobby too.
That is so church.
Never LSU. Winning roads.
We've got to put this out.
Take me home
to the place.
Bring it home, preacher.
My heart's been long.
That is so church.
That voice.
Westmark. Hogs are calling. Great memories forever home.
My gosh. He's not finished.
This is the album version.
He's got like another minute.
It sure does.
Good Lord. Yeah. Here we go.
Reminds me of those great victories. And driving down that road, I get a feeling that I need to hear. Go Hawks, go. Go Hawks, go. Winning roads, take me home. My heart belongs Hogs are calling, great memories.
Yes, it is.
I think the last time we played this song, we wanted to make sure that the gentleman was still alive.
Do we have his name?
I don't have it on here yet.
661-1037. Somebody text us his name.
Oh, maybe he's still listening.
You know what this inspires me? It inspires me to want to do another Razorback song contest.
I know.
But here's the deal. We can't have any AI. I don't want any AI.
No. There's no AI. This ain't AI. This ain't AI. We're in the world. You know what?
Is that working?
No. It's just what's not.
That's weird. Try it again.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Are we going to cheer?
No. Need something to start. There's Winnie Rhodes again now. Come on.
I think he had one more. What is that?
Terrible. You
think
that's I know he had it.
What does it say there? What does it say there?
This one?
No, the other one.
This one?
Yeah, what does it say?
This is Mallet Be Good. I wanted you to hear.
Is it not working?
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Let me see if I can take it over somewhere. Let me see if I can do
somebody this. Somebody said that one should be up for a Grammy.
Well, it should.
USA.
Okay,
Buccaneer boy says, "Hey, Buccaneer boy says, every head bowed, every eye closed."
Absolutely. Here it is.
Hey, okay, is this on? Okay. Hey, YouTube guy here with my 2010 Hog song. It's called "Mallet Be Good" to the tune of "Johnny Be Good" by Chuck Berry. Okay, hold on to something or strap yourself in. Hit it, maestro.
Come on, jacked up.
Of course, we lost Jacked Up Guy a year ago.
Yep.
Yeah. May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
I didn't know he did this. I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Texarkana, Ark is where our QB's from. He first tried his throwing up in Michigan.
Yeah.
Ryan moved back here and ate to play in our hood. You've heard of him because Ryan Mallett is good. At 6'6 to 20, he's called Big Tex because he can pass the ball like rabbits having sex. Throw.
Wow.
Throw, Mallett, throw.
Okay, you know what? I'm inspired. We're doing the Razorback song
contest. Stop it, Baz. David, stop it.
We're doing it.
Stop it.
Okay, here's the deal.
You don't have the money.
If you've got a Razorback song, no AI.
Huh?
No AI.
No AI.
I don't want any AI.
No
we can tell us AI. We want real music.
No, the next 2 weeks. We can tell if it's AI.
Yeah, we're going to do that over the next 2 weeks.
If we find it's AI, you will be banned. You won't be banned from our show, but we'll force you to call Acree Show every day for a year.
Yeah, well,
it's hating on me right now.
Blaine Howard. Somebody said the name. This is, I remember now. Blaine
Howard. Is Mr. Howard still alive?
I think he is. Well,
he's an elderly man, and that's the only reason I ask. And the reason I say that is because I had Jeff Owens with Sport Clips call me the other day and say that he heard on the Weather Channel that they need to check on the elderly during his heat. So he sends me a message, you jack jerk. So Mr. Howard,
we're gonna get that lined up. By the way, somebody said, "Don't lie, Basil. We all know you cry when you drop off those trophies." We've seen the footage of them buckled up. You know what? That's exactly right. That's true. All right, Joe Nichols coming up. Yeah, I can see Joe doing a song like this.
Yep.
All right, don't go away. 9 o'clock.
All right, y'all get ready. Third verse is coming up.
Things are always changing, but one thing should stay the same: the comfort of your home. Let the heat and air professionals at BR McGinty keep your family warm in the winter and cool in the summer. Call today,